My wife is, she's married right to me. And I love her dearly. I love her dearly. She's so much taller than me. I lost respect for her when she married me. I was like, you don't have to do this. This isn't you. You know what I mean? I was like, this isn't a write-off. You don't have to do that. Losing respect for? Oh, you. Oh. Does it happen? Does what happen? Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. A little bit insecure. I said I lost respect for her because she was dating me. Yeah, yeah. So these are jokes. So. You say what?
How is Stella?
My dog that passed away 2 years ago. Well, she is dead. Don't you fucking awe at me. She didn't do her research. Why are you mad at me? What am I supposed to say? Well, she's good. You know, things are good. I know you meant good. I know you meant well. I can't lie to you. But, I mean, I hope she's good. No way to really know. I tell you what, if a scorpion sucker later, I'll give you an update. I'll let you know how it went. I'm reunited with my dog. She's like, why are you here? I'm like, you're never gonna guess, dude. She's like, was it Tucson? I was like, yeah, that's fucking... It was Tucson. She's like, I had my money on Tucson.
Is it a toffee thing? Oh, no. I'm busy right now. But you say that... That would be fucking wild if I just popped that in and I was like, Anyway, no, in softballs. Hang on. I love this part. One sec. It was super nice of her to offer, but I'm just... This is one thing I need right now, you know? If she had a kitten to pet, I could do that, or something with my hands. Stress ball, something. I could donate. I don't know, but I just... That's the one thing. Just please, not a toffee chew. To gum up the works. In the midst of telling you about my speech struggles, she's like, try this, though. How about that? Just put shit in there. Let's make it a game show. How fucked up can we get in there? It's like, what? Can you microwave? Ba-da-da-da. Try it. Love it. She crinkled for so long. You know she opened it the wrong way first. She's like, ah, shit. Ah. Come on, Lauren. It's clockwise. That was a lot of crinkle. Twas a lot of crinkle. I don't remember.
This is part of the thing. Thank you, sir.
We got somebody on script back there. That's good. It's just like, he's like, okay, toffee riff, check. Softball. Get back to the softball. It was riveting. Get back to the softball stuff, bud.
No. I appreciate that. I was actually in the next part, but I was saying, like, in the next part, I was saying I don't remember. Which I forgot now. Hang on. Probably. I'm so terrified right now, honestly.
We are almost the same. I know. Everybody sees that. Holy shit. Please, do you mind sitting on the floor? Because it's too formidable at this time. Yeah, I love that. You say what? Do I want to measure it? I mean, not really, but I will. I have a feeling that you would take me. That's what it feels like. I feel like she would take me. She would shove me right in her cleavage and make a run for it. Get on her way to the bike. No, see, that's what I'm afraid of. No. I had a softball injury. And I explained this. Good. Good. You don't need to tell me everything you do know and don't know. I'm just going to assume you know. You know everything at this point. So. Gotcha. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. You say what? We were doing so good without you talking to us. It was a good time. There was like a good stretch where the attention wasn't on you and everybody was like, oh, I think this is the show. And you think I don't pay attention, but when you're not talking, then you're talking to that guy. I'm like, holy shit, we gotta find a buddy system for you out in the hallway or something. You say what? No, you shouldn't leave. You should just, like, do you see what everybody else is doing? Fucking do that. She's like, you don't know her? Oh my God, I thought she knew you and she was like talking to you, but now that I know she doesn't know you, it makes it so much worse. She's like talking to him. I was like, is she selling him something? What is going on? I'm sorry, it's just when you're this close to me and I'm talking and people are talking, it makes me stutter. I can't, like, I'm trying to, like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to fucking push that shit down, you know what I mean? And then you're talking and I'm like, it's about to come back and this show's about to be so much longer and and I don't want that. I'm trying to get you home before the rain returns. So that's it. I'm trying to get you home, all right? She has Tourette's? Wait, she actually does? Oh, she actually does. Oh, all right, well, carry on. It's fine. Don't try to hide it. She's trying to shove it in a bag. She's like, fuck, no, ah! It's fine, let it out, who cares? Happens all the time. Yeah, happens all the time, doesn't matter. I don't care. I've been walking the streets of Dublin for 2 days. I'm used to being sworn at, literally, so don't worry about it. you might just be Irish, honestly. That my wife and I, we've been married for 2 years. Close. She's allowed to guess. You guys can shut up, but she can guess. And my wife and I, we're different people. That's what I've noticed in 2 years of marriage. We're just very different. Like we have different. We believe different things. You know, like I don't believe the same things she believes. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if I believe in astrology the way she does, but I definitely believe that. Sorry, I hear the words getting more interesting. I hear the words getting better than what I'm talking about, so I literally just tuned out and was like, I think that was that ball sex? Is that what that one was? Sex, she said? Ball sex? No sex? Ah, oh, shit, this is real tough. I need Northern Ireland to translate. What's going on here? What is she saying? Oh, married 2 years, so she goes, no sex. Oh, funny. Actually, you know what? We can make a good duo. I'll just do the first part of my joke. And she'd be like, no sex. It's about to get so cool. Like, we're going to come up with some real radical shit together. This is like when Steve Jobs met Wozniak. You ever seen a stutter meet Tourette's? It's about to get crazy. So now, like, we're having a way different show than they are. I cannot mitigate this audience. It really does feel like a town meeting. She's gonna Tourette's her. She's gonna Tourette's her way into me stuttering again. I don't know what the cure for stuttering is, but I know how to bring it back. You have the verbal kind or the twitchy kind as well. You have tics as well, or just the verbal? I can tell.
Do you need more drink? Yes, I hear the ice. I'm like stuttering out so hard because I'm like, oh shit. It's like, you what?
Yeah, we need more.
You need more? Yeah. Oh, okay. I will let someone know. I also work here, so. Oh, you didn't like my shitty jokes, you said? Oh. Oh, okay. Well, I like them. And a lot of other people, I think, are okay with them. But we'll vote at the end. No. That's okay. That's expected. We're going to have differences of opinion during a meeting. So cool. In the interest of, I guess, going back, which ones were shitty? And also, I guess, I would be obliged to ask, what would you do better? How would you have written it for the ones that you so claim are shitty? This is the most entertaining shit? I don't think so. I don't think anybody wants a part of this. I don't even think your girlfriend wants that either. She's more interested in her fucking cup than you. Right. Right. I can fuck off. Well, I have to continue to work, so. Right. I hope you have a good day. I hope you get something more to drink. Right. All right. Wow, that. It's all right.
Wow. Say what you want about my jokes, but as soon as you come after my home and auto insurance, it gets personal.
I don't see her for 4 days and 3 nights. She does meth, I think. I don't know my wife. You say what? No. You don't get to be passive aggressive. That's not what's happening. What'd you say the first time? Then you hope she leaves me. That's fucked up, bro. Who are you here with tonight? Your girlfriend? Like sexual girlfriend or like friend girlfriend? Like you've tried some stuff? You say what?
I went to high school with you.
You went to high school with me?
Yes.
Nice. What's your name?
Janelle.
Yes. Okay, cool. What's your last name?
Yes.
Okay. You say what?
I was in tech theater.
You were in tech theater. Nice. Okay. Well, I don't remember you being such a bitch then.
Talking her out of it. My wife is. Here, let me get this guy the microphone. He'll do it. Into the mic.
I was like, I was going to help him out. Actually, just tell me the order. I'll say it back to her.
Wait, what's up, bud? I didn't hear that.
Oh, no, you're good, bro.
I was talking to her.
No, I got you, bro. No, don't even worry. You were just ordering, so I was like, I'm going to give you the mic to help you out. All right, fuck yeah.
Double Tito.
Okay, we'll just...
Double Tito. And water.
Let's make the water a double as well. Just gotta get you hooked up there, my guy.
You're a good guy.
Thank you, buddy. I am a good guy, because I'm gonna make sure you get home safe tonight. By getting you that double water. That is how...
That's you sure out. When I live a half block down the road?
Oh, you live a half block down the road?
Yeah.
All right, well then, fuck it, dude. Let's skip together, man. Let's fucking skip, dude. Let's fucking dream team. Let's make other countries embarrassed for whatever that sport will be.
Let's go and bring your wife.
Let's go and bring the wife. It's okay, let's now go, it's sexual. Bro. Let's get her. Let's get her. How tall are you, dude? She's, if you're my height, we got ourselves a, yeah, we got the saddest threesome of all time, dude. It'd be like when little people shoot arrows and are like, take her down.
Well, unfortunately for you, I'm 6'1".
Oh, you're 6'1"? Damn, daddy, the dream.
What, say what?
Hey, the dog's good. Eh? Yeah, the dog is better than ever.
It does sound a little threatening when you're on the other end of it, right? How's the dog? Specifically, how's her kneecaps? They doing all right? Huh? How's your little doggy dog's kneecaps?
That's what I love about the East Coast. She's just being polite, but it sounds like a threat. You know what I mean?
How's your dog? Yeah, tell your mother I said, hey, too.
There was one particular day where both mine and my wife's issues, okay, are you going to the bathroom again, lady? All right, well, take your buddy. This is a buddy system. Take her. Make sure she doesn't trip over some cones out there. Whoa, what was that? Yo, what was that? What happened? Jesus. You're throwing... What was that? Holy shit. That was insane. No, shh. I didn't know. Wait, hang on. What happened there? What happened? Threw something? Was she upset about, like, you think she was high on crack? Yeah, because it went to that lady. That's probably why we passed it to her, and she's like, ah, fuck. We missed out on the sweepstakes. I've never seen somebody throw a lemon wedge so accurately. That was insane. Do you see how far a fucking lemon wedge got? It's not even the whole lemon. She threw the wedge. That thing, it fucking whiffled in the wind. Jesus, the arm on that chick, dude. Man, that was insane. That was crazy. Of any of the things that I was said, I was literally like. I was like, anyway, people who stutter are like this, and she's like, I'm gonna attack him right now. Now it's good. He's vulnerable, and I wanna see it. Jeez, the arm on that lady. Maybe it was the prostitute thing that I said. Might have been the prostitute thing that I said. I was like, she throws like a dude with fake tits. That's exactly why. Oh my god. That was cool. That was one of those 40 experiences where it's like, whoa, I can see it coming at me. but then I also smelled lemon. She threw a fucking old-fashioned at me in pieces. You ever have ingredients thrown at you? Throw something else. Don't throw ingredients. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna do this joke from the top, and then you guys let's do a lime this time. You know, let's go through all the citrus. No, not you, depression. She uses it to squirt in her eyes. She's like, I want to feel again. I'll manufacture my tears. Jesus, man, I've never felt so... Could you imagine? A lemon hits me in the throat and I stutter again. No! I didn't keep an eye on it! Not again! You just find out I've got the pussiest of necks. Like, okay, it wasn't even a full lemon. It was the wedge. It fucking waffled. I mean, how?